Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, we ask that you help us share what we teach on your live broadcast, all Jesus and the Word. With that, the listener, see the blessings from the new Lord. And I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
No way, I'm not ashamed. Christ has set us free, yeah. Without doubt or hesitation, take the news to every nation. No way, I'm not ashamed. I'm gonna tell the world about Jesus. I gotta testify. I'm gonna tell the world about Him. No way, I'm not ashamed.
Ashamed, going to tell the world about Jesus. Welcome to Jesus is the Word, a non-denominational radio show. I will start with an announcement. Beginning today, there will be a new style and a new flair to Jesus is the Word radio show, and I'm your host, William T. Today is a beautiful day because of Jesus, maybe not weather-wise, but joy-wise. I pray you find some joy here today. I will start the show today with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray that we hear your word exactly the way you want us to hear it and to feel it within our hearts. Lord, inspire us today and touch us in a new and powerful way. I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, before I get into the word, into the meat of the word, actually, a little bit about me. I'm a 62-year-old Bible-believing Christian. I am a self-taught believer. I have studied the Bible for many years, and I do not claim to be a totally righteous man, but God does because of Jesus. And you can have the same righteousness by accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Like the Apostle Paul, I have thorns in my flesh that keep me humble before God, and my health is failing, and I am in constant pain. However, I do strive for perfection every day, and more often than not, I fail. But, like most people, I pick myself up and the Lord brushes me off and allows me to move forward through His wonderful grace. Yes. And with that being said, let's move onward with open hearts and delve into the Word of God, shall we? Now, I want to welcome you once again to Jesus is the Word, the show, the Christian show with a breath of fresh air, new style, and flair. I will start the show off today with scripture that then will, you know, with the Lord's help, get into the meat of that scripture. Now, according to the book of John, we are taught and realize that Jesus is being referred to as the Word. By the way, this is actually where this show gets its name. Therefore, it is a good place to start. Now, reading from the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1, it reads and tells us, "In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." Now, this is a fact that cannot be denied. Now, there is no doubt that the Word already existed from eternity past and will continue through eternity future. Let's now go forward a bit to John 1:14. John 1:14 reads, "So the Word became human and made His home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son." This is speaking about Jesus. So what does John mean by the Word? Well, the Word was a term used by theologians and philosophers, both Jews and Greeks, in many different ways. In Hebrew scripture, the Word was an agent of creation in Psalm 33:6, the source of God's message to His people through the prophets, as shown in Hosea 4:1, and God's law, His standard of holiness, in Psalm 119:11. Now, in Greek philosophy, the Word was the principle of reason that governed the world, or the thought still in the mind, while in Hebrew thought, the Word was another expression for God. Now, John's description shows clearly that he is speaking of Jesus. This is really good news. In verse 14, "And when Jesus was conceived, God became a man. He was not part man and part God. He was completely human and completely divine. God in flesh form," according to Colossians 2:9. Now, Jesus is the perfect expression of God in human form. Wherever Jesus traveled, He always was the perfect expression of God's love and the actual expression of God Himself. It's a mistake to minimize His humanity nor His divinity. Jesus is both God and man. Now, Jesus is the perfect teacher. He has shown us through His walk and His words how to behave and think within our minds and hearts. Yes, folks, we need to learn how to behave and think by the renewing of our minds through the Holy Spirit. And our hearts have to become soft and more considerate of others and to learn the love of God within our hearts for others. Now, He has shown us how God thinks, the actual mind of God, and how we should think as well, as explained in Philippians 2:5-11. Now, He is also the perfect example of everything godly, therefore, what we are to become within our being as well. Now, we are given the power to do this according to 1 Peter 2:21. Jesus is the perfect sacrifice according to Colossians 1:15-22. We're going to take a song break here, and when we get back, we're going to continue.
Yeah. Foundations can't be moved without destroying a building. If the foundation of this building we're in right now were moved, what would happen to the building? It'd collapse. Now, you can move the building and put it on another foundation, but that foundation, it's there. Because foundations are secure. Because this nation, we know what the foundation was. It's all over the Constitution. It's all over the walls of the Jefferson Memorial, Lincoln Memorial. It's written throughout history. Regardless of what the politicians believe, regardless of what you and I attest to, truth is truth. The founding fathers built it on the truth of the Word of God. Everything about the laws of this land were taken from the Scripture, from Old Testament. They were right from the Old Testament books of the law. And so, you can't move away from that foundation without destroying the nation. And so this whole debate and argument over what's truth and what's not truth, the only truth that founded this nation, we left a country of tyranny for religious freedom to worship. And God's not afraid of who or how you worship, because He knows sooner or later, if you're truly seeking, you'll see Him. God's not insecure. He's confident. And so we need to come to Him, see Him as He is, and that's true worship. Because in the midst of that, all securities are made clear and all fears are relieved.
So, welcome back to Jesus is the Word. And we were, before we went to commercial or song break, we were talking about how Jesus is the perfect example of how we ought to live and be. So actually what it becomes is a walk. You're walking in the footsteps of Jesus, and you're learning through the Holy Spirit how to act like Him, think like Him, and even be like Him, and show people a little bit of Jesus Christ in our behavior and our example. Now, you know, when the Word became human, there was now a perfect teacher as well, and the example on how we should think and behave in this world. Jesus lived the perfect life of example. I know we are not perfect. No one is except for Jesus. But through the Holy Spirit's leading, we can achieve a more godly way of thinking and a more Jesus-living life. Now, Jesus taught us through example. Therefore, we must show Jesus to our fellow man through our example. Being led by the Holy Spirit makes this possible. Now, of course, we all know it's a walk that has a starting point and continues for the rest of our lives. This cannot be accomplished overnight. I'm not saying that you can accept Jesus at this moment and then be totally righteous on your own in just 1 minute. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit. That's why God considers you righteous in His eyes right away, because He knows you will become more and more, so He already looks like you at you like you are. In Him, you are righteous now because you have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, who is God in the flesh, who is actually God, the Lord. Now, at times, we will fail, but we have an advocate that keeps us in right standing with God, the Father. We have an advocate that keeps us in right standing with God, before God, and you guessed it, it's Jesus. Jesus is that advocate, and not only that, He is also our mediator. He's the one that is between God and ourselves. He prays for us daily that God will never end His love for us, and that He forgives us for our sins, past, present, and future. Now, did you know that unbelievers are always looking for a reason to doubt that Jesus even existed, let alone look for faults in our behavior? So, we must be an example of Jesus to everyone, including fellow Christians, at all times. Our mouth must be tamed, our thoughts pure, and our behavior consistently reflective of Jesus. Now, this cannot be done without the leading of the Holy Spirit. I know this, because we are unable to do ourselves what the Holy Spirit can do. We are unable ourselves to live a righteous life. It takes Holy Spirit to lead us in that direction. We must be receptive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to take a song break at this point also. And when I get back, I'm going to wrap up the show with a few words. And I want to thank you for being here. So listen to this song one more time and get the words.
Oh,
Now, welcome back to Jesus is the Word. And before I continue here and ask some questions, I want to just state that I'm looking for a Christian co-host. So if you are interested, call in or let me know by my home phone. Call in 1-805-285-9726 or call me at 1-803-340-1226. Now, isn't Jesus awesome? Now, to actually come to our planet just to die in our place in order to give access to God back to us that we had before the sin of Adam and Eve, this is awesome news. So are you living as an example for others to see Jesus in you? Are you thinking with the mind of God? Are you loving your fellow man? You have to seriously ask yourself these questions. You see, peace of mind is a byproduct of these behaviors. Believe it or not, there are a lot of people out there that are very, very unhappy in life. They need Jesus so desperately, and maybe you may be the one to introduce them to Jesus. So think about that. Do you have any Jesus? Do you have Jesus as your Savior? Is Jesus your all? Would you be interested in the salvation Jesus offers? Contact me and I will introduce you to Jesus. Well, we have come to the end of this wonderful show for today. And please return next week for, oh, by the way, I have a show coming up on Thanksgiving morning at 7 p.m. This is a special show in time talking about contentment. And then my usual show will be on Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I'll have another great piece of scripture and meat of the Word on Jesus is the Word. Now I want to thank you, Lord, for a great show today. Thank you for our listeners. Bless each and every one of them in Jesus' name. Amen. Now don't forget, folks, I am looking for a co-host. Good day, all. And may God bless.